Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Dalet, 8 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Dalet and Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel and Aleph, which stated that if Reuven steals money from Shimon, and then he swears L'Sheker, and then he's Moida, then he's Chayiv to pay Karen V'Chaymish, and he's also Chayiv to bring a Korban Hashem Gezelois. And the Mishnah taught us that HaGezel Chaveir Yishar Reputa V'Nishbaloi Yelichenu Achav L'Madai, that once Reuven made a Shvua Sheker, and then he is Moida, then he has to actually pay the money back to Shimon directly, and even if he has to expend a lot of money in order to travel to Madai to return a pruta, he has to do so, as the pasuk says, "Lashehu lo yitnenu b'yei mashmasai." And the Mishnah then stated, "Lo yitin loy lo bnei v'loy l'shluchai." That Reuven has to make sure to deliver the money directly to Shimon, and it will not be enough if he gives it to Shimon's son or to Shimon's shliach. And if he would do so, then he would still be chayiv ba'insin until it actually gets to Shimon's hands. And the Mishnah then stated that based on takon rabbanon and based on takon sashavim, avon neisin l'shliach bezin, that Reuven can give it to shliach Bezin, and he will then be potter from Einzin, and that will be considered as if he gave it back to Shimon. And our Gemara will now begin with the machlekes between Rav Chista and Rabbo, and the Gemara eventually will ask a question from our Mishnah on the Shita of Rav Chista. And our Gemara begins, Shliach Sharso Be'edim, if Reuven is owed money from Shimon, and Reuven appoints a Shliach in front of Edim, and he tells the Shliach to go and collect his money from Shimon, then in this case, Rav Chista Amahav Shliach, Rav Chista states that Levi is considered a Shliach of Reuven, and once he accepts the money from Shimon, even if prior to delivering the money to Reuven, there is an onus that occurs while Levi is traveling, that Shimon is no longer responsible to make any further payments since he already paid the money to Levi and therefore he has no further responsibilities. However, Rabbi says that Levi is not considered a shliach, and therefore, even though Shimon delivered the money to Levi, it's not considered that Reuven received a peroyin of this chayiv until Reuven actually receives the money. And if an onus would actually occur while Levi is traveling back to Reuven, then it's not considered that Shimon pay back this money to Reuven yet, and therefore Shimon would once again be responsible to make a payment to Reuven. And the Gemara explains the machlekes between Rav Chista and Rabba. Rav Chista Amar Havishliach Lachi Tarach Ve'Ukbei Be'edim Delek Rishusei. Rav Chista said that certainly Levi is considered shliach, as that is why Reuven made sure to go and appoint him in front of Edim in order to say that he is considered like Mayad, and when Shimon will give payment to Levi, it's considered a valid payment and considered as if Reuven already received this money, and Shimon will no longer be responsible. And this is similar to a shliach lekabbalah that we spoke about in Yigitin. And the Gemara continues, Rabba Omer, however, Rabba states, Lo yav shliach, that Levi is not considered a shliach of Reuven, as Hachi Ka'ama, as when Reuven appointed Levi as a shliach in front of Edim, he was really just saying, Inish mehemnehu, that this person, Levi, is someone that I trust. Isam chesmoich, if you want to return the money with Levi, then you should do so, as you should know, he is a person that you could trust to return it. But certainly, I'm not making my shliach lekabbalah, and if there will be an oinus that occurs while he's traveling to bring the money back to me, that Shimon will still be responsible, and he buys the shtur biyadei, shadu biyadei, and if you want to return it with him, you can do so, but ultimately the responsibility is still on you, and if an oinus will occur, then you will still be chayiv to pay my money back. And the Gemara continues, and will bring a raya against Rav Chista, as tana we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia, hashaylus apara, if Shimon agrees to lend a cow to Reuven, v'shilcha biyad benoi biyad avde biyad shluchai, and Shimon is delivering the cow to Reuven, and he sends it with his son, or with his eved, or with his shliach, oy biyad or Shimon delivers this cow in the hands of the son or of the Eved or of the Shliach of Reuven of the borrower, or Mesa, prior to Reuven receiving the actual para, the para dies while traveling towards him. Pata, the din is that although generally we have a din that a shoyel is chayiv ba'insin, certainly if the cow would have been delivered already to Reuven, then Reuven would have been chayiv for this para as the maisi is chayiv ba'insin, but since it wasn't delivered yet, even though it was given over to his son or to his Eved or to his Shliach, Reuven is still going to be pata, and Shimon cannot come back to Reuven and say, you owe me a para. And Rashi states, pata delay come versus shayel is chayiv ba'insin, and Reuven will not be chayiv in oinsin at shayim loy mepiv until Reuven tells Shimon specifically, l'shach le biyad benoi, to send the para in the hands of his son or his eved or his shliach. And Ayin Taisa Diva Maskel Shliach Shaso, where Taisa points out that Rashi over here doesn't mean that Reuven just has to say that he wants this to be sent with the hand of his son or the hand of his eved or the hand of his shliach, as that alone would not suffice, and the only way that Reuven will be chayiv ba'insin if Reuven tells this to Shimon in front of Shimon, that Shimon can send the para together with his son or with his eved or with his shliach, ayin and taisvis. The Gemara will now discuss the seif of this Mishnah as hay shluchoi hechidami. When the Mishnah stated that Shimon sent the cow with the shliach of Reuven, what are we referring to? Idlei asa be'edim minayadinon. If Reuven did not appoint the shliach in front of Edim, then how do we know that he was the actual shliach of Reuven? And as Tesis points out at the bottom of Amid, Kleimar, Hechim Musli Mashal, how is it possible that Shimon would send the cow together with Shliach, Kim Loyodi, Hai Shliach Shoyalu, since he didn't know that the Shliach was the Shliach of the Shoyal and of Ruvain? And therefore the Gemara says, El Dasob Edim, it must be that Ruvain actually appointed the Shliach with Edim, Victani Potter, and we still said that Ruvain would be Potter, and we don't consider that this purr was delivered to Ruvain, and therefore Ruvain is still Potter Boinsin, and Kasher Rav Chisda, and this would be Shver and the Shita Rav Chisda, as Rav Chisda taught us, Shliach Shasol Be'edim, Rav Chisda Amma Havi Shliach, that it is considered a Shlichus, and Lachira, in this case, it should be a Shliach of Ruvain, and therefore Ruvain should be Chai Boinsin. And the Gemara answers that really ain't Chanami, if the case would be that Ruvain appointed the Shliach in front of Edim, and the Shliach went and accepted the cow from the lender, then certainly Ruvain will be Chai Boinsin, as Rav Chisda stated. However, the Mishnah Masechta Bamitzia is not talking about a case where Ruvain appointed the Shliach in front of Edim, and Ruvain actually did not appoint this Shliach in front of Edim. And even though you had a question, if so, then how could it be that Shimon would actually give this item and give the parah over to Shimon Shliach if he doesn't know that this is actually a Shliach? And the Gemara explains, Kedam Rav Chisda, as Rav Chisda will say at the bottom of Amid, Bischir Lakitai, Hachinam Bischir Lakitai, that the case of the Mishnah, Masechta Bamitzia, is talking about a case where Shimon delivered the parah to a person that was known to be a worker of Ruvain. And the Mishnah is Mechadish that one may have thought that maybe at this point Ruvain's Chai Bainzin, Kamash Lon, that Ruvain's not going to be Chai Bainzin, because Lemaisa, this person is not a Shliach, and what is it appointed with Edim? Rashi explains, Schiroi, Nischei Moy, Liyayim al Chedish, Lashon al Shabbos, that this was a hired helper that Ruvain had that was hired for a day, for a month, for a year, or for 7 years. And Rashi explains, Lakita, Shalokto Esloi, Lodu, Imoy, Bebesa, Litzavta Ba'amo, Levi was living together with Ruvain in order to keep him company, or as Rashi brings, Lishnachrina, Lakita, Loike Tuasai, that he was hired in order to gather his Tfua. And the Gemara continues with another question on Rav Chisda. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Daf Kuf Gimel Mar Aleph, Lo Yitin, Lo Yitin, Lo Yitin, Lo Shluchai, that when Ruvain owes money to Shimon because he stole this money from Shimon, and then he swore falsely, and then he was Maida, so Ruvain can't be Yotze his Chiyav HaShava by giving it to the child or to the Shliach of Shimon. And once again, the Gemara asks a similar question, Hai Shlucha, Hai Chidami, what are we referring to when we're talking about the Shliach of Shimon? Idle Yasob Be'edim, if he didn't make the Shliach with Edim, Mino Yedinan, how does Ruvain know that this is a Shliach of Shimon? And if so, how could Ruvain even give this money to Shimon Shliach if he didn't know it was a Shliach? El Lav Dasob Edim, and it must be that Shimon appointed the Shliach with Edim. And we see that even though Shimon appointed the Shliach with Edim, if Ruvain returns the money with the Shliach, it would not be considered a valid Hashava. And even if an Oinus will occur while the Shliach is traveling back to bring this money to Shimon, Ruvain would still be Chayiv. And L'chir L'fir of Chisda, since Shimon appointed Levi as a Shliach and it was in front of Edim, so L'chir this would be a valid Shliach. And when Ruvain returned the Karen to Shimon Shliach, it should be a valid Hashava. And why should it be that Ruvain's Chayiv Ba'insin until it gets to the hands of Shimon? And the Gemara answers, Tegemar of Chisda, Rav Chisda explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Beschir Lakidai, that in Chanami is not talking about a case where Shimon appointed this Shliach with Edim, and it's talking about a person that was his Beschir Lakidai, and therefore Ruvain knew that this person worked for Shimon, and therefore Ruvain had a right to deliver the money to this person, but ultimately it's not considered the Shliach of Shimon, and therefore Ruvain still Chayiv an Einzin until the money gets back to Shimon's hands. And Ayin and Taisis at the bottom of Amid, Diba Maskel Beschir Lakidai, and Taisis going back on the first teretz of the Gemara, where we said, Kid Amr of Chisda Beschir Lakidai, Hachinami Beschir Lakidai, and Taisis asks, Amai Le Amr of Chisda Nami Aha, why would Rav Chisda only say this teretz regarding the question from our Mishnah if he should L'chayr have said this teretz even on the question that they had on his Shita from the Mishnah Masechet Bab Metzia? And Taisis continues, V'oitema, Amai Le Parch Le Meikar Mastisin, V'hoda Havle Le Mifrich Mehi De Parak HaShayol, the L'chayr whined to our Gemara, first asked a question from our Mishnah, since our Gemara is in Bab Mekaba, and therefore the first question should have been from our Mishnah, and then we should have asked a question from Masechet Bab Metzia. And L'chayr it's a bit tzarech bia, as it seems poshut why the Gemara has this order, and why Rav Chisda actually only said this teretz on our Mishnah and not on the Mishnah Masechet Bab Metzia, as it could be that they really asked this question of Rav Chisda from our Mishnah first, and he responded to that question by saying that our Mishnah is talking about Tzchira Lakitai, and only afterwards did they ask the question from Masechet Bab Metzia. But when writing it in our Gemara, the Gemara reversed the order. The Gemara first brought down the question that they asked Rav Chisda from the Mishnah Masechet Bab Metzia, as after we give that teretz, the Gemara just stops and doesn't have any further discussion. However, as we will see, that once the Gemara had the teretz of Rav Chisda, but the Geir our Mishnah, the Gemara will now continue and ask a further question. And therefore, since it's a larger sugya than just a question of teretz, the Gemara felt it appropriate to start with the question of Bar Metzia and then bring the question that they asked on Rav Chisda from our Masechta and from our Mishnah. We find it is the derech of the Gemara in many different places. And the Gemara now continues and asks a further question, Aruch Chisda, that you're telling us that our Mishnah talk about a case of Schir L'Kitai, but in a Chinami, if we were talking about a case where Shimon actually appointed the Shliach in front of Edim, and Reuven delivered the Karen that he stole from Shimon to the Shliach, then Reuven will already be Potter and will not be Chayib Einzin. And as the Gemara is Medayik, that according to Aruch Chisda's teretz of Schir L'Kitai, of a Shliach Shaso Be'edim Mai, Hachinami Davi Shliach, that if Shimon would have appointed the Shliach as a Shliach in front of Edim, then certainly, according to Rav Chisda, the din would be that this is considered the Shliach of Shimon, and if Reuven delivered the Karen to the Shliach, then Reuven would be Pata. And therefore, the Gemara is, at the Tani Sefer of a Nisul Shliach Bezin, then why is it that in the Sefer we gave a case where Reuven deposited the money with the Shliach Bezin, then at that point Reuven would be Pata from Einzin? We don't have to say a case of a Shliach Bezin, and Liflug Veliste be the day, we should actually be Mechalik in the case of the Reisha Gufa, and we should say, as the Bach says, that the only time that we said that Reuven will be chayav ba'intzin by giving this money to Shimon Shliach is not considered a valid shava, is only in the case where Shimon did not appoint a Shliach in front of Edim, and it was b'schir l'kitai, and the sefer would be mechadish av a Shliach shaso be'edim. However, if Shimon actually appointed a Shliach in front of Edim, and it wasn't only b'schir l'kitai, hachinami dav Shliach, it would be considered a Shimon's valid Shliach, and therefore if Reuven would actually return the money to Shimon Shliach, it would be considered a valid shava, and Reuven would be chotter from Einzin. I am the Rashbu, who says, Klaima di yosem matzav v'nokel las a shliach be'edim she'en etzarech al shnayim, that's much easier to make a shliach with edim, as all you have to have are two edim, mi bezin she'tzarech gimel, from a bezin where you need three people, v'oyed sha'kol k'sherim le'ed, v'en ha'kol k'sherim l'hamid bezin. Most people are kosher to be edim, and not everyone is kosher to be a part of a bezin, and it's a bit tzarech beyond the Rashba, because l'chayra, when we're talking about edim, we're talking about Shimon appointing edim, and in the Mishnah's case, when we're talking about a bezin, l'chayra, we're talking about a case that Reuven went and deposited the money in front of a bezin. It's not talking about the same subject that actually creating the shlichus in front of Edim and going and appointing the bezin. And l'chayr v'pashas, I would have said that the reason for the Gemara's question of l'flug v'lister b'day is because it's a much stronger case to say that Shimon appointed this person as a shliach, as in that case it's considered a full-fledged hashava, and Reuven actually was mekayim as hashava midiraisa. However, in the case of our Mishnah, it's actually only a hashava midrabanan, and as we said in the Mishnah, that this is only based on takanas hashavim, as really you shouldn't be able to return the money that you owe to Shimon to Bezdin, and you should have to actually return it directly to Shimon. In any case, the Gemara answers Amri that really the Mishnah could have given us a scenario of Shliach Shaso Be'edim that Reuven would be Pata, but the reason why the Mishnah specifically wanted to talk about a case where Reuven deposited money with the Shliach Bezdin and not a case where Shimon appointed the Shliach in front of Bezdin, because in the case where Shimon appointed the Shliach as a Shliach in front of Edim, it's actually not something which is psikale and is always going to be the halacha. The Gemara explains, as in the case of Shliach Bezin, where Reuven deposited money with the Shliach Bezin, Leishna so nigzal, it doesn't make a difference if Shimon was the one who actually went and told Reuven that you could deposit the money with the Shliach Bezin, Leishna so gazlin, and it doesn't make a difference if the gazlin goes by himself and on his own accord and he deposits the money with the Shliach Bezin, Havi Shliach, we consider the Bezin as a Shliach of Shimon, and therefore Reuven is no longer going to be Chai Ba'insin and Psikalei, and therefore this halacha is across the board the same halacha, and the Mishnah doesn't have to define it any further. However, if the Mishnah would give a case that Reuven is Potter in a case of Shliach Shaso Be'edim, where Shimon appointed a Shliach in front of Edim to go and collect the money from Reuven, then in that case, certainly the only time that the Shliach would be a valid Shliach LaKabbalah is only if Shimon appointed him as a Shliach in front of Edim, and it's only in that case that Reuven would be Potter from Einzin. However, in the case of Aso Gazlin, if Reuven would actually appoint a Shliach to go and take the Karen back to Shimon, then certainly Leav Shliach, this is definitely not Shimon Shliach, and therefore Reuven would still be Chayiv and Einzin until the Shliach actually delivers the money to Shimon. Lepsikle, therefore this psak wouldn't be across the board, and the Mishnah would have had to explain it further, and therefore the Mishnah would rather say that the case where Reuven would be Potter from Einzin is in the case where Reuven deposited the money with the Shliach Bezdin. However, in a Chinami, in a case where Shimon appointed a Shliach in front of Edim, then certainly our Mishnah would also agree that if Reuven gave the Karen to that Shliach, that Reuven would be Potter from Einzin as well. And the Gemara continues, that this idea that we just mentioned, that Shliach Bezin, Leishna so Nigzov, Leishna so Gazlin, Havi Shliach, is actually not according to every Tana. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Rav Shimon Elazar explained our Mishnah that when we said that Reuven could deposit the Karen in a Bezin and give it to the Shliach Bezin, and then Reuven would Potter, that is only talking about a case of Shliach Bezin, Shaso Nigzal, where the Shliach Bezin was appointed by the Nigzal to collect the money on his behalf, Veloyo so Gazlin, and it's dafkal in a case where the Nigzal Gzel appointed the Shliach Bezin, but if the Gazlan was the one who appointed the Shliach Bezin, then the Gazlan would still be responsible for the money until the Nigzal received the money. And clearly from this memory of Rav Shimon Elazar, we see that Rav Shimon Elazar argues on that Yisayid, and he holds that the only time that Shliach Bezin works is only Shoso Nigzal, and not in the case of a Gazlan, and therefore, even in the case of Shliach Bezin, is also like Psikle. And Rav Shimon Elazar continues, Oyaso Gazlan v'shol chalov v'nata shalom yodei pata, that another case where Reuven would be pata is in a case where Reuven deposited the money with a Shliach Bezin that he appointed as a Shliach Bezin, and then Shimon sends a Shliach in order to go and take the money from the Shliach Bezin, then at that point, Reuven would be pata, even if an oinus occurs while the Shliach is bringing the money back to Shimon, and Shimon never actually receives the money. Of course, the point of the Gemara is from the first part of the dinner of Shimon Elazar, and the second part of the memory of Shimon Elazar is not relevant to the point of the Gemara. The Gemara now continues and brings two other Amorayim that hold like Rav Chista, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, the Ami Tabayu. Both Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar hold the Shliach Shaso Be'edim Havi Shliach, that if Reuven appoints a Shliach and he does so in front of Edim, then this is considered his full-fledged Shliach. If the Shliach goes and collects money from Shimon that is owed to Reuven, then Reuven will be responsible for anything that occurs on the road, and if there would be oinus that occurs, Shimon would no longer be chayiv. On this memory of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, who hold like Rav Chista, the Gemara once again asks, and what about our Mishnah, which seems to say that if Reuven gave money to the Shliach of Shimon, then Reuven is still responsible, and it seems that this Shliach was appointed with Edim, as otherwise, why would Reuven give the money to the Shliach? And the Gemara at this point actually brings two terutzim. Number one, b'mamsalei Shliach, that the case was where Shimon actually found a person that was going and traveling towards Reuven. Shimon did not actually appoint this person in front of Edim, but the Amalei, but Shimon told Levi, Isli Zuzi Gabi Planya, I have money that is owed to me by Reuven who stole money from me, and he's not sending it to me. Ischazilei, go and appear in front of him and go and ask him for the money. Maybe Reuven did not yet find someone that is traveling to me and could bring me the money. And this way he will know that I trust you and he will be able to give you the money to bring back to me. And although I'm not appointing you as a shliach, at least I'll have the opportunity to get my money back. And that's why the Mishnah said that if Reuven gave the money to Levi, that Reuven's still going to be chayav ba'itzin, as Levi wasn't the full-fledged shliach of Shimon. Inami, Rav Chista, or we can answer, as Rav Chista said, b'schira l'kitay, Reuven gave the money to Shimon's worker, and that person wasn't made a shliach in front of Edim. Since Reuven knew that this person was the schira l'kitay of Shimon, therefore it made sense for Reuven to give it to him, but ultimately, Reuven's still going to be chayav ba'itzin until the money actually gets to Shimon, and Shimon receives the money. And keep in mind that the Mepharshim discussed that generally when Reuven makes a shliach, there's no din that you have to make a shliach in front of Edim, and there's a special din that is relevant to our Gemara and Ayin Shum, why this is the case. And the Gemara continues, Amar Behuda Mishmuel, and we continue on Daf Kuf Dalar Mbeis, a Mishalchem Meis B'diukni V'afilo Edim Chasumen Leah, that if Reuven is owed money from Shimon, and he tells Levi to go and collect the money for him, in order to show Shimon that this person is actually coming on behalf of Reuven, so Reuven writes his signature on a page, or he stamps his seal on a document, and then he has Edim that signed on that document that this is his seal. So Shmuel teaches us that Shimon should not send him money with Levi, because ultimately Shimon will still be chayiv ba'insin, as by giving this money to Levi, it would not be considered an actual tashlumen, an actual payment. And Rabbi Yechon Amar, Me'idim Chasumen Le'a Mishalchen, Rabbi Yechon holds, as long as there are Edim that are signed that this is actually the seal of Reuven, then Shimon could rely on this document, and he could send the money with Levi, and Levi will be considered the shliach of Reuven, and therefore, the minute that Shimon gives the money to Levi, he's going to be pata, and Shimon will no longer be chayiv to Reuven, and even if an oinus occurs while Levi is traveling and before the money gets back to Reuven. And keep in mind that according to Rashi, it comes out that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon both agree to the Psak of Rav Chista, that certainly in a case where Reuven actually appointed the Shliach in front of Edim, and the Shliach went and collected the money, then certainly he's considered the Shliach of Reuven, and therefore Shimon would be pata. And the only Shaila is, in a case where Reuven appointed the Shliach, and the Edim only testified regarding the signature and regarding the seal that Reuven stamped on his document, and not regarding the Shliach itself. And it's only in this case that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon are chaylik, and Shmuel holds that we do not consider the Shliach to be the Shliach of Reuven, since the Shliach was not made and appointed in front of the Edim, and the Edim will only testify regarding the seal of Reuven. And Rabbi Yechon says, even in this case, it would be considered a case that the Shliach was created in front of Edim. Therefore, if you're of Chista, if Shimon delivers the money to Reuven Shliach, so Shimon will be potter ba'insin. And the Gemara continues, and yes, Amri, l'Shmuel Maita Kanta, according to Shmuel, how is it that someone could send a Shliach in order to collect money from someone that owes them money? How is it possible that if Reuven has a pekodin by Shimon, that Reuven will be able to send a shliach in order to collect that pekodin from Shimon? And Ayin and Tesis on Daf Kuf Dalar Mid Aleph, that he asks on Rashi, that if you just said that both according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon Mishkan, if you would actually appoint the Shliach in front of Edim, then certainly the Shliach could go and collect the money from Shimon, and Shimon will no longer be responsible. So L'chayr, why didn't the Gemara just answer that according to Shmuel, the Takana is that you go and make a Shliach in front of Edim, Ayin Shem, and therefore Taisis learns our sugya different than Rashi, and Ayin and Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz, who explains that Rashi holds that in Chinami, the Gemara could have given this Teretz, but as we will see, the Gemara wanted to find a Teretz that would even work in a case that Reuven died prior to his Shliach receiving this money. And the Gemara continues and brings a story, Kehad Rab Abba, that it was a story with Rab Abba, having Masik Zuzib, Rab Yesu Bab Chama, and he was owed money from Rab Yesu Bab Chama, and Omalele Rab Safra. Rab Abba saw that Rab Safra was going to travel to Rab Yesu Bab Chama city, and he told Rab Safra, Bahadi the Osses, I sit in LA, once you get there, you should collect my money, and when you come back, you should bring me that money. Ke Ozel Hassan, when Rab Safra got to the city of Rab Yesu Bab Chama, Omalele, Rav Bray, so Rav, the son of Rab Yesu Bab Chama, said to Rab Safra, Mi Kasel Luchas Kabati, did Rab Abba write for you a Lashon Hiskabati that you should have the power of attorney to accept the money on his behalf? Amalei loy, and Rab Safra responded to Rava, he did not write such a Lashon, and therefore Rava said, Hachi zilburesha v'yichtu l'cha Hiskabati, you have to go back, and then you'll come back with a shtar that says, Rab Abba said Hiskabati. And the Gemara continues, and it's unclear if Rab Safra at this point went back to Rab Abba and then came and returned with a shtar that said Hiskabati, and then Rava changed the terms, and he said, I want you to get me a different type of shtar, or it happened at the same time, but a little bit later in this conversation, but Lusayf Amalei, but ultimately Rav said to Rav Safra, Ikasbel Chonam Hiskabati, that even if Rav Abba would write you a shtar, and the shtar would specifically say Hiskabati, Lav Klumhu, that would not suffice, Dilma Ad Osses Shach Rav Abba, as maybe from the point that you left Rav Abba until the point that you got to me, maybe Rav Abba already died, and Vinafli Zuze Kami Yasmi, and now the money fell as inheritance to the Yisaimim, and is now part of the estate, Viskabati Rav Abba, Lav Klumhu, and therefore the fact that Rav Abba sent you a Hishliach would not be enough, as Lemaisa, you're not the Shliach of the Yisaimim, and therefore I'm concerned to pay you, as maybe an Oinus will happen, and then ultimately we'll still be responsible to pay another time, and therefore I don't want to have to pay you the Chayiv at this point. And Amalei Velamaita Kanta, and therefore Rab Safra said to Rava, so what is my Takana that I can come and collect as a Shliach for Rab Abba? And the Gemara tells us that Rava said to Rab Safra, Zilnik Ninalach Agav Ara, let Rab Abba be Makna the Chayiv to you, and the way that he'll be Makna to you is based on Agav, and you will make a Kinyan on a small piece of property, and then you'll be able to be kind of the chayiv because metalton is nicknan agav kaka. Then, since you already own the chayiv, v'ta'at k'sayiv lon is kabati, and then you will come as the owner of this chayiv and at least as the power of attorney of this chayiv, and you'll be able to write for us the lashon is kabati. And therefore, even if in the interim Rab Abba already died, you still have a right to the chayiv, and it's not the property of the yorshim, and therefore you have a right to write is kabati, and then I will pay you the chayiv. And the Gemara continues, ki hadra papa, and is similar to the story that happened Rab Papa. Have a massive trace of Alpha Zuzi Bechuzai. Rab Papa was owed 12,000 Zuz from someone that lived in Chuzai. At Ninunel, later Rav Shmuel Ba'aba, Agav Asifa de Beisei, and he was Makta de Choyv to Rav Shmuel Ba'aba, Agav Akinin Akaka, which he made Agav the threshold of his home. And as Rashi brings from the Gemara Mesechta's Kedushin, Chosim Sheinla Machayas, Nikton Chosim Sheishla Machayas, and therefore Rav Shmuel Ba'aba now owned the Choyv. And therefore, when Rav Shmuel Ba'aba went to collect the Choyv in Chuzai, he didn't have any problem collecting it, as he was even able to write his Kabalti. And therefore, he also, when Rav Shmuel Ba'aba came back towards Rav Papa and he had the 12,000 zuz, nafglapei atavach, Rav Papa was so excited that he went to meet and greet Rav Shmuel Ba'aba until the city of Tavach. And Ayin Rashi asif the beisei maftan beisei is the threshold of his home. The mechubel kaku chakaku kach shemaiti l'shnachrina asif the beisei soif beisei hiknaloi zavis achas, that he actually was makdim a part of his home and one corner of his home. And before we continue, let's point out that in the Mukhi Yosef is that l'chira we generally aren't chayshish lemisa. And how is it that Rava was able to tie it to Rav Safra that maybe Rav Abba died? And Ayin Rashi Diba Maskel Shachar Rav Abba. The Rashi says the Zaknu the Kvar Batal Shulchusa Kaidim Shetakablam. And it could be Rashi tells us that Rav Abba was very old in order to tell us that that is why over here we were chayshish lemisa and generally we are not chayshish lemisa. However, others say that even though we're not chayshish lemisa, the gay surin, however, but the gay mummanis, we would be chayshish lemisa as is always a klal of our meisim mechaber all of Araya Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel Ben Aleph that stated Naslan is a Karen, Blay Naslan is Chaimish. If Reuven returned the Karen to Shimon, however, Reuven did not yet give the Chaimish to Shimon, or Machle al Karen, or if Shimon was Meichel the Karen to Reuven, Blay Machle al Chaimish, or Machle al Zev al Zev, Chutz mi Pachashav Pruta be Karen, Ein Itzarach Leilich Achrav. So although Reuven still owes the Chaimish to Shimon, he doesn't have to travel all the way to Madai to bring the Chaimish to Shimon. The only time that we require Reuven to return the actual money to Shimon is only in a scenario where Reuven owes at least the proof pruta of principle to Shimon, and the Gemara now begins and is medayik by the fact that the Mishnah had to teach us a din, it's mashma, that we would actually have a habmina, Ruvi would be responsible to take the chaymish and deliver it directly to Shimon. If when the Torah is mechayiv Ruvi to pay a chaymish to Shimon, it's actually a knas and not a chiyav mamon, then l'chira, there should be no such habmina, and therefore it's muchach from our Mishnah that our Mishnah holds that the chiyav of the tashlumin of the chaymish is actually a chiyav of money and not a chiyav of knas. Since Ruvi actually owes this 25% surcharge to Shimon as a chiyav money and not as a chiyav of knas, and therefore v'im mayis misham le'yorshin, that even if Ruvi, who was the gazlan, dies, that the yorshin would still be responsible to pay the chaymish back to Nigzal. And the Gemara continues with Tanan Nami, and I'll bring you another raya that the chiyav of chaymish is memoina and not a chiyav of knas, because the Mishnah continues, and on the last line of Afkuf Gimel Aleph, the Mishnah states, Nasanasa Karen v'nishbal chaymish, if Ruvi paid back the Karen and he only owes a 25% surcharge, and then Ruvi makes another shvua to Shimon that he doesn't owe him the chaymish. For example, he says that I paid you back the chaymish, and then once again Ruvi swears falsely, and he actually is meida that he swore falsely. So hare meisav chaymish al chaymish, the din is that Ruvi now has to add on another 25% surcharge on top of the chiyuv of chaymish that he already owed to Shimon. Once again, we have raya alma chaymish meinu. Therefore, we see that the chiyuv to pay chaymish is a chiyuv of money, as if the chiyuv to pay chaymish is a chiyuv of knas. Therefore, even if Ruvi will make a shvua sheker, he would not be chayiv, because the only time that the Torah is mechayiv someone to pay a chaymish is only when he steals money from Shimon. But in this case, since it was a chiyuv of knas, the chiyuv of tashlumin of chaymish would not apply. And the Gemara continued with Tanya Amehachi, and similarly we learned in the Braisa, Hagleizus Chavera, if Ruvin stole money from Shimon, Vinishbalai, and then he swore, and he swore falsely, and then he was Moida, Umeis, and then Ruvin dies, Yorshim Mishalm and Karim Chaymish, the Yorshim will still be chayiv to pay for the principal, and they will also be chayiv to pay for the chaymish, and we see that chaymish is considered a Moina, and not knas, Uptum and Asham, and the Yorshim will not be responsible to bring a carbon Asham Gzelis for their father. And regarding this din of the Ptur for the Asham Gzelis, Rashi says, Dhamesu Baila, because Ruvin died, the Mefrisha B'chayim, and even if Ruvin already separated this carbon Asham Gzelis while he was alive, Hayatayim Ria, the Yorshim could still not bring this carbon and would be required to pasture and then die, V'chilay Frisham Pata, and if Ruvin did not yet separate the animal for his Asham Gzelis, then certainly his Yorshim would be Pata, the Asham Kaparu, V'lav M'moino, V'in Kapara L'Mesim, because the Asham is a Kapara, and it's not considered Chiyah Mammon, and there's no Kapara for Mesim, and therefore the Yorshim are not responsible to bring Asham Gzelis. And the Gemara continues that you just brought me a raya that the Chiyah of Chaymish is a Chiyah Mammon, and therefore the Yorshim would have to pay for the father's Chiyah of Chaymish. And the Gemara asks, the Yorshim b'nei Shlumei Chaymish d'Avunava, although you just brought me three different rayas, but are you really telling me that the Yorshim would be chayiv to pay the Chaymish for their father? But Verminu, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa. And Rashi brings that this Braisa is in Teres Kainim, and the Reisha of the Braisa states that the Pasuk says, Asher Gozol al Gzeluhu Moisiv Chaymish, and the person is only Moisiv the 25% surcharge when he steals something and he swears falsely, V'loy al Gzelus Aviv, but if Yorshim's father stole money and then there was a Shvul Lesheka, they would not have to pay the Chaymish for their father's Gzela. And the Braisa then continues, Adai Nani Oime, Emesai Enim Shalom Chaymish al Gzel Aviv, Bizman Shle Nishba Loi Hu V'loy Aviv, that maybe the only time that we learn out from the Pasuk that you don't pay for the Chaymish for your father's Gzela is only in a scenario where Ruvin stole money and Ruvin didn't swear and his children didn't swear either about the Gzela of their father, and therefore it is not going to be a Chiyuv of Chaymish, but Hu V'loy Aviv, Avloy Hu, Hu V'Aviv Minayin, how do you know if the Yorshim swore and not their father, or if their father already swore falsely and they didn't swear, or if both of them swore falsely, how do you know that they will still not be chayiv to pay the chaymish? Tam leima, the pasuk says, Asher gazel v'asher ashak, v'hu lo gazel v'lo ashak, and lemaisi the yorshim weren't the ones that stole, and they weren't the ones that cheated their friends. Therefore, the braisa teaches us that the yorshim are not chayiv to pay for the chaymish, and l'chir, it seems from this braisa that the chiyuv of chaymish is a knas and not mammon. And the Gemara answers, Rav Nachman lo kasha, kan shehoido, kan shelohoido. Rav Nachman explains that there's a major difference between the two cases, as in our case where we said that the yorshim would be chayiv, that's talking about a case where the father swore falsely while the father was alive. He admitted that he swore falsely, and therefore there was already a chiyuv to pay the chaymish. And since the father already had a chiyuv to pay the chaymish, and that chiyuv is a chiyuv of tashlumi mamin, therefore his yorshim now have to pay. However, the brice that we just mentioned is talking about a scenario where the father died prior to anyone being moida that he swore falsely, and in that case there was no chiyuv of tashlumi chaymish, and that's why the yorshim will never have to pay for that chaymish. And keep in mind, as Rashi points out, the kasaka that at this point of the Gemara, the Gemara's having is that the Braisa is talking about a case where neither the father nor the children were Maida that they swore falsely. And the Gemara therefore asks, Maida, if the father nor the son were Maida, and there are no Edim that Reuven actually stole the money, then Karen Namilei Mishalim, then L'chira, how could it be that we're Mechayiv the Yashim to even pay the principal if there are no Edim and no one was Maida that they actually stole this money? And the Gemara says, B'chitem Hachinami Dloy Mishalim, and if you're going to tell me that Ina Chinami, the Brisa just means that you're not going to pay the Chaimish, but you're also not going to pay the Karen, but by the fact that the Brisa speaks about the Chaimish, it must be that the Brisa holds that certainly the Yashim would be Chayiv to pay for the principal. And we also have a Brisa that says beforeish that the Yashim will pay the Karen, as the Brisa in Teres Krinim continues and tells us that there is a Chayiv for the children and for the Yashim to pay the Karen that the father stole from Shimon. And the Brisa states, and we would still say, when is it that the Yashim will be Chayiv to pay for the principal that the father stole? That's in a case where the father swore falsely and the Yashin also swore falsely. How do you know if the father swore falsely and the Yashin did not, or if the Yashin swore falsely and the father did not, or if both of them did not swear falsely? How do you know that the Yashin would still be chayiv to pay for the principal? Since in this pasha the Torah gives us four examples, as the Torah says, nefesh ki sechto molo mol b'shem v'chichesh b'amisai v'pekodin oy b'sumes yod oy b'gozol oy oshak asemisai. Therefore, as the Brisa says, yesh talmud, so from all of these extra words, we see that the Yashim is chayiv to pay for the gneivah that the father stole, and at least to pay for the principal. And therefore, the Gemara asks Rav Nachman that how can you tell us that if the father wasn't moida while he was alive, then not only would the Yashim be potter from paying for the chaimish, but he would also be potter for paying Karen. If l'chari, we see from this Brisa that the Yashim would be chayiv to pay for principal, and when the Brisa previously stated that the Yashim would be potter from chaimish, it specifically was talking about chaimish, and the Yashim will be chayiv to pay for the principal. And l'chari, if the Brisa is talking about a case where the father wasn't moida, then why would it be that the Yashim are chayiv to pay for the principal? And before the Gemara continues and answers this question, the Gemara explains this Brisa further, as the Brisa stated the words Yesh Talmud and V'yasa Rav Huna V'kamal L'shmaitza, and when Rav Huna was sitting and teaching this Brisa and he said the words Yesh Talmud, so his son Rabba didn't understand exactly what his father meant and what the Brisa stated, as Omali Rabba Bray, so Rabba the son of Rav Huna said to his father, Yesh Talmud Kamar, did you say that Yesh Talmud that there are Limudim, and the way that we know that the Yashim are chayiv is based on a pasuk and based on the extra words that it states in the pasuk. However, Rabba was misupik that maybe his father didn't say the words Yesh Talmud, but instead he said the lashon of Yishtalmu, and therefore he asked him, Yishtalmu kamar, did you say that Yashim have to pay, and it's based on a svara and not based on a limud from a pasuk? And amalei Yesh Talmud kamina or rebur de kroik amri, the proper words that I said when I'm repeating over the brisa was the words Yesh Talmud. The way that the brisa knows that the Yashim are chayiv to pay for the principle that the father stole is based on the fact that the pasuk brings down four different cases and speaks about pekadin besumis yad begazal oy asher kasamisai. And because of this question, the Gemara says elamai lohoida. When Rav Nachman said lohoida, lohoida aviv v'hoida benai, he's teaching us a din where the father was not moida, they swore falsely, and the child was moida that his father stole the money and he swore falsely. And in that case, the Brisa teaches us that the son would be chayiv to pay the principal that his father stole because the son was moida, but ultimately the son would not be chayiv to pay for the chaimish, as although his father stole the money and he swore falsely and the child was moida, but the father wasn't moida in his lifetime, and therefore the chiyuv for the chaimish never applied to the father and never became a chiyuv mamon. However, in a chinami, if the father would have been moida in his lifetime that he stole this money and he swore falsely, then in a chinami the father would be chayiv the chaimish and the yashim would also be chayiv the chaimish, as we explained previously that certainly at the point that the father was already chayiv the chaimish while he was alive, that the chaimish is memeinuhu and not a knas. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated that the son would not even be chayiv a chaimish even if he swore falsely and then he was moida. And the Gemara therefore asks, v'chayiv b'noy chaimish ashvu adidei, that l'chira, if the son is holding onto this gezel and he knows that it was stolen and he swears falsely, then l'chira, the son should be chayiv a chaimish based on the fact that he swore falsely and then was moida. And the Gemara answers, amri b'she'eng zeh l'kayemes, we're talking about a case where the actual gezel is not around any longer when the son makes the shvua, and therefore the son will not be chayiv to pay a chaimish as he didn't swear a kfiris mamin, since he actually did not have this item in his rishus, and the yorish is only responsible to pay back the principal that his father stole if the actual item is be'en. But if the actual item is not be'en, then he no longer has a responsibility to make that payment. And the Gemara continues and asks, ibish eng zela kayamis, if we're saying that this price in Teres Kainim is talking about a case where the actual item that the father stole is no longer around, afilo karen namilim shalim, so then how could the price state that the son will be responsible to pay back the principal? And the Gemara answers, leitzricha de'ika chrayis nechasim, that although the actual item that Reuven stole is not be'en, and therefore when the Yorshim swear, they're not swearing on a kfiris mamin, and therefore they're not going to be chayiv a Chaimish. However, we're talking about a case that the father had Kaka that he left over for the Yerusha and was part of the estate, and therefore they ultimately have a Chiyuv to pay back the Karen. As Rashi brings down, the Meniach Avin Achrayis Nechosim Kakois Chayov Al Hachsim Mepreik for Yerabim, that they would still be Chayiv to pay back the Kaka in order to show respect for their father. And Rashi is not Goyris the next few lines, but let's read it inside since it's part of our Gemara. And the Gemara says, V'chi Ika Achrayis Nechosim Mayhabi, and even if there would be Kaka for the father, why would the Yoshim have to pay from that Kaka Milval Pehi? L'chari, it is not better than Milval Peh, as it's Gzegla and definitely not a Mil Bishtar. And we have a klal that if Reuven owes money and it was only a Milval Peh, that the Yoshim are not responsible to make any payments for that Chayiv. Therefore, the Yoshim should not be responsible to make the payment of the Karen for their father. Gemara answers, and we continue on Daf Kofheh Amad Alef, Amri B'Sham Abedin, that the case was where Reuven was already Amabedin, and therefore it's considered like a Milval Bishtar, and that's why if their father left them Kaka, then they would have to pay for the principal that he stole from the Kaka. And the Gemara continues, Ibisham Bedin, Afilu Chemish Nami Mishalim. If we're saying that the case is where the father already was on Bedin and was chayiv to pay for the principal, and the Yorshim are chayiv to make this payment of the principal because they're going to pay from the Kaka of their father, in this case, if the Yorshim now go and swear falsely that they don't owe this money to Shimon, and then they admit, they made a kfira on a chayiv mamin, and therefore they should be chayiv to pay a chaymish. And why did the Brisa say they're not chayiv to pay a chaymish? And Rav Huna Beir Abshul, Alafisha Imashal Mechaymish, Al Kfir Shibu Kakois, as over here, the only obligation for the children to pay is only based on the fact that the father left them Kaka, and since the only Chiv is from Kaka, based on the Klal, the Inish Boyin Ala Kakois, therefore it's not considered that they made a Shvua Sheker on a monetary obligation, and therefore they're not Chayiv to pay a Chaymish. And although Inach Hanami, certainly the Yarshim made a Shvua Shav, however, the Chiv to pay a Chaymish would not be applicable in this scenario. And the Gemara continues that we explained that Rav Nachman's Teretz meant that the father was not Maida, but the son actually swore falsely, and the son was Maida, and therefore the Yarshim are not Chayiv to pay for the Chaymish. The Gemara is that since once the Yarshim are Maida, that the father owes this money, so there's a Chiv to pay for the Karen. So Lachari, the Yarshim swore falsely regarding a Kfiris Mamin, and the Yarshim should be Chayiv to pay a Chaymish. And the Gemara's first Teretz was B'she'ing Zeil Kayames, and the Gemara now continues, and Rava says that really we could say that the actual money that the father stole is still Kayim and is still Be'en. However, Rava says, Hachamei Skinon, that we're talking about a case, G'goyin Shahis, the Sky Shal Ovid Mufkadis Biad Achayim, that when Reuven died, he had a lot of his possessions and a lot of his betalflin that were Mufkad and were being watched by a third party, and the children did not know that the father had this money that he stole together with that other property. And therefore, when the Yarshim swore falsely and they stated that they don't have Shimon's property, they actually were only swearing falsely B'Shoigig, as they actually thought that their father didn't have this money and they don't have it in their Rishus. Therefore, as the Gemara explains, Karen Mishalom Da Isay, that certainly the Yarshim will be chayiv to pay for the principal that the father stole because the Gzela is still Be'en, and Chaymish Lemishtalim, however, they don't have to pay the 25% surcharge, and the Chiyishtaba Bekushtishtaba Da Loyav Yoda, as at the time that they made the Shvua and they said that they don't have this money, they actually did not know that their father had his money and it was Mufkad Eitzel Achirim. That's why the Yarshim will not be chayiv to pay a Chaymish in this scenario, and we will stop over here.